C-U-Boo-Bicky-Bye-Bo-Boo. C-A-J-C-E-C-C-I-Sicky-Sigh-C-O-So-Sicky-Sigh-So-C-U-Soo-Sicky-Sigh-So-Soo.
Get the idea, girls? Now we'll all join together on the letter D.
D-A-B-E-D-D-I-Dicky-Dye-D-O-Do-Dicky-Dye-Do-D-U-Do-Dicky-Dye-Do-Do. F-A-F-F-D-P-F-I-Dicky-Fi-F-O-F-Dicky-Fi-F-O-F-U-F-O-Dicky-Fi-F-O-U. H-A-H-H-E-H-I-H-E-H-O-H-E-H-I-H-O-H-U-H-E-H-I-H-O.
J-A-J-J-E-G-J-I-J-E-D-I-J-O-J-O-J-E-D-I-J-O-J-E-U-J-O-J-E-D-I-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O- low, low, licky la low, a you loo.
Curly bird go. M-A-May, M-E-Me, M-I-Mickey, my M-O-Mo, Mickey, my Mo, M-U-Moo, Mickey, my Mo, Moo.
Sure, what the track is called, but it's got a real cool, like, calliope type loop, you know? Yeah.
What are you talking about, Doug?
Skinny Puppy used to play Guinea Pig 2 in the background at some of their shows, and one of their songs makes reference to it. He says something about the samurai doctor dismembering.
Wow, that's cool. I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah.
That was a crazy movie. That was really gross.
Which one?
Guinea Pig.
Okay, what do we do? You know what? Who's going to introduce this segment, this letter, sponsored by the letter Q?
I'll do Q.
Cue it up.
It's
hey,
the letter
cue it up. Hey, wow.
Cueing it up for Q. It's the alphabet show, or as Doug says, the ABCs of Phil. Shane, what are you calling it?
I really haven't heard anything that sounds good. All of it sounds queer. Q.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. I mean,
nothing of quality.
Quite queer. What?
Nothing of quality.
Yeah,
exactly. But it's the concept that counts.
Every episode of the show is another letter of the alphabet, and we're at Q, so we're more than halfway through.
I thought
through
this was W, so I have some weed.
Oh, by all means.
And it's Shane Bugby, Doug Messner, and me. I'm Amy.
I thought this was W for weed.
It's Q for
I'm sure it starts with a Q
control.
And so some
out
language
of control. No, I like to think of, when I think of weed, I like to think of quitter. Because weed reminds me to just quit. Why play the game when there's no fucking possibility of winning?
All right.
You fucking quitter.
Gotta quit. Gotta quit in anger, too.
Quit refusing the weed.
Oh, no, none for me. Thanks.
Are you quitting?
I'm quitting for now.
Now, in the spirit of Jay, when you described to me what a Jehovah's Witnesses were all about, perhaps somebody can fill me in on what the Quakers are all about.
Quakers are about sucking and fucking.
They're like Amish people, aren't they? Except they're not Amish.
They're kind of like a cross between Amish and Masonic or something, because they have their weird kind of religion.
They do a good oatmeal.
William Penn, I remember doing a book report on him in third grade.
That's fucking P, not Q.
Well, he was a Quaker.
Oh. All right.
Penn Station's named after him, but I'm not quite sure what he did.
So Quakers have secret handshakes?
I believe so. And they have funny beards. They've got the combo going on.
Mm-hmm. But they don't have, like, the Jewish curls at the on their sideburns, do they?
I think they're more the powdered wig people.
Are they queers?
I don't know. I think a lot of those secret societies have some weird gay sex rituals going on.
Fucking A. Especially
Paris working. Oh, I didn't talk about that for P.
What?
The Paris working, you know.
Crowley. Q.
Crowley.
Yeah.
Occult.
Crowley.
We'll figure
he
out
did
a
the
Q.
Paris working, and it was just about him, you know, doing his assistant in the butt.
Well, you got Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. You know what? Amy has a good CD to play, and there's a lot of two-minute songs. So you want to just play, like, five of those two-minute songs, Amy?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You know, they're like 1.5. I'll just find the shorter songs and go in order. Huh?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, well, why don't you introduce this first song, and we'll do it, and I'll talk about Queen Latifah when we come back.
All right.
Let's just see. Here we just go.
Shane and Queen Latifah. Match made in heaven. Or something.
World peace. World peace from the Cro-Mags from the age of Cro-Mags are Hare Krishnas. They're the Hare Krishna
another,
hardcore band.
Another Q.
Another Hare Krishna hardcore band. The market is saturated with them.
Exactly. I saw them live one time and they were telling everybody between each song, don't forget to buy our vegetarian cookbook, $5 at the table.
Amy, can you explain why you're talking about the Cro-Mags? On the letter Q of the letter show or alphabet show?
Because I'm really stretching it, and the name of this CD is called The Age of Quirrell. That's a Q.
And it is one of the best old school albums or CDs.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny, I always thought these guys were
quit
like...
fucking with your mic, Doug, and talk.
Really holy, you know, because they were Hare Krishnas and stuff, and they were vegetarians, and they lived like these clean lives. And I remember they were in Chicago when or at least the singer was, John Joseph. He was in Chicago when the Mentors were in town. And he made a trek all the way across town to come and meet the Mentors because he loved the Mentors. And I thought that was the oddest thing, that this holy guy, this Hare Krishna, would want to meet the Mentors.
Well, your mom liked their album cover art.
That's true.
Queef or not to queef?
Sure, when you gotta, you gotta. Sometimes you really pump some air into there, too.
Exactly.
You know?
It's gotta come out.
Well, I wouldn't know. I think Doug is admitting to have a vagina and a penis right now.
I know.
Hey,
I'm admitting to
go.
Pumping some air into some vaginas.
Do you have a coif?
Yeah.
What is a coif?
Are you a hermaphrodite?
What is a coif?
I think a coif is like some type of hairdo. Like, you know, something less than a
bouffant. Is that the hairdo?
But...
Is that the kind of hairdo Pendulette has? Does he have a coif?
I guess.
The Quakers have a coif.
No, I picture hair slicked back at the sides, but really poofy at the top on a guy.
That's
you know?
Pendulette, isn't it? Coif.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, motherfucker, that's funny. The Q, a coif. That's funny. What a funny word. I love funny words like smock. And what else do we... Putin. How's your Putin, Putin?
Putin, never heard it.
How's your Putin?
You know, Putin.
No, it's all right.
Huh?
The Prime Minister.
Sorry, it's good.
Is your Putin...
Oh, okay.
Is your Putin hanging? How's your Putin hanging?
Right.
Huh? Putin's funny. Smock is funny if you think of... Say smock three times. Do it, Doug.
Smock, smock, smock.
That doesn't start with Q.
I didn't think so.
I always liked Gaddafi and... You know,
hey, that's
they
Q,
spell
isn't
that
it?
With a Q. Yeah, they spell it with a Q.
Yeah, Doug, you should do a fuck Gaddafi shirt.
I love Gaddafi.
He's old. He's
fuck Gaddafi, though.
The kids don't even know who Gaddafi
dude,
is.
That'd
I
be
took
hip,
Gaddafi
though.
To a Metallica concert.
Paris Hilton will end up wearing that shirt because it's so retro. Gaddafi.
Yeah, that's true.
Retro
it's
war.
Retro, right.
It's retro. Listen to me. Retro. It's retro war. You know.
Right.
The Crucifix have a song about Gaddafi.
Glorifying him or otherwise.
Saying they're sorry that we bombed his house and killed his children. I guess they're on his side.
Oh. Maybe. I don't know a whole lot about it.
Quiet Riot. Q.
Not into him.
You know what I thought when I said Q? I said Quiet Riot, and then I remembered I had a story for Quiet Riot. It's quite simply, they're the reason I dropped out of high school. I remember going to some sort of assembly or something, and they played Quiet Riot, and it drove me nuts.
Well, that does it. We're going to ban all heavy metal music.
No, it was just Quiet Riot. It was so queer. Right. It's an odd. It drove me like I was embarrassed to be anywhere around there, and it was really queer, and I couldn't handle it. And I ran far away from it. And it was Quiet Riot pumping through the sound system at high school that I think drove me. It was one of the reasons, crucial reasons. And that's no joke.
I'm surprised you didn't hang yourself in the bathroom.
I know. Is that what tonight?
No, after hearing Quiet Riot.
Night's not over yet.
You're surprised I didn't hang myself in the bathroom? Why so specific?
I don't know. In school, you'd go to the bathroom, I would think, if you were going to commit suicide, I would think...
Yeah,
students...
you never skip class to hang yourself in the bathroom? It's like a rite of passage.
Somehow I just imagine students being tortured with Quiet Riot, running into the school washrooms and committing suicide. You know, not specifically you, I just mean...
I might have committed suicide in my high school bathroom, but my body would have been sodomized and I couldn't... Couldn't deal with that.
Doug, you have committed suicide.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I think we should play another Cro-Mag song.
Yeah, let's have it.
Thank you.
Who?
Al-Qaeda.
You got talking to the mic.
The Al-Qaeda network, you know? Home of angry Hispanics.
Are they a band?
Queef. Queef for us, Doug.
I'm trying. I've been Queef. Trying.
If you go to disgenics.com, Doug has photos of his pussy and his dick.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to queef out of either one of them.
They call Doug the Queef Master General.
Mm-hmm.
That's lucky, you know, if you're going to be a hermaphrodite. You want to just be a hermaphrodite rather than have your parents or a physician decide which sex you should be.
Well, you want to be able to fuck yourself.
You, exactly. You think that's what Chuck Schneider meant by with the song Pull the Plug?
Pull the plug.
Maybe.
What is that, slang for fucking yourself? Pulling the plug.
Yeah, hermaphrodite sex is.
Could you add that to the Urban Dictionary, please, Doug?
Yeah, pull the plug. I'll be there later tonight.
Fucking yourself. That, you know, the guy from Death does this great song, pull the plug. It gets listed in the Urban Dictionary as fucking yourself. Ruins his song. He's like Chuck Berry. Or what's that guy, Little Richard? Or whoever else, Barry
David
Manilow.
Hasselhoff.
Yeah, right, David.
All right, right. Now he's just a pussy.
Is there a Q in that?
I didn't realize that was the scientific term for that.
What, queef?
No, pulling the plug when hermaphrodites have sex with themselves.
You pull a plug.
It's better than giving yourself a blowjob, I'd imagine.
Queef.
I've only seen pictures of that.
Yeah, me too. I sent Shane those pictures, too.
Dude, what was wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I want to know what's wrong with you. Seriously, tell me right now.
I thought we should interview this guy who can suck his dick and put it on the internet. And you don't want to talk to this man.
And Doug's admitting that while the thing's running on tape.
That's right.
I wonder if it's the same guy from the Know Nothing Circus who used to do that.
It probably is.
The guy just goes around the country sucking his own dick.
What does this have to do with the Q?
I don't. It's queer.
Queer.
It's queer.
Okay, there you go.
I was bummed when that circus stayed at our house because the guy, we saw him in this little magazine that they sent before they came, pictures of him sucking his own dick. But then when he was over, he just sat there quietly watching television, politely.
Quietly. What did you want from him in your own house?
I don't
Quiet.
Know. I would have put down a towel.
Quiet.
Something for a demonstration.
Quiet.
Yeah. Quiet. Some quality entertainment.
If you come to my house, be prepared to serve and or protect.
That was crazy.
I don't sleep belly down. That's right. When I wake up, I can still hold my mud.
He's, you know, it was after Amy on the B show. Amy told a little story about Butterfist, and Doug's afraid. Doug's real afraid.
Wear a chastity belt.
I do have a pair of rubber gloves unused in the room. Still
in the boudoir.
The yes, in the boudoir.
Doug, rubber gloves.
Rubber gloves in the boudoir.
What's the next letter? R. S, yeah, R, for Reem.
Q.
Reem.
Rim job.
You can't skip ahead. Mm-hmm. You can't skip ahead.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What about Queen Latifah, Shane? You were on Queen Latifah before.
I don't feel like telling any stories, though, now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's goddamn
I'm
radio.
I'm getting quiet.
I guess it's time to take a break.
People aren't going to infer anything from your facial expression.
I'm getting, so silly and stoned?
Right.
I'm getting quiet, you know, quiet, cue. This is what I think, quiet.
You're the shusher? I guess let's play another song.
It's quiet. Oh, yeah, we will play another song right now.
Or we'll let people feel our ambiance.
You got this. No way out. Gotta stay strong. Can't you see?
Age of Cora. Amy.
Yeah.
Doug.
Yep.
I'm just making sure everyone's awake still. You're not quitters.
That's right.
Uh-huh. No quitters here.
You've got quality.
Exactly.
What were we talking about now?
You were going to talk about
Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
That was Age of Quarrel. Quarrel, Q. Queen Latifah. I was telling Doug yesterday, and Doug had never heard that I was on Queen Latifah, so it's a story fresh in my mind. Sort of fresh. Queen Latifah, though, is they asked me to go out to the on the show for internet. Bad stuff on the internet. What was
porn
it?
Porn or something.
Yeah, unsavory stuff on the internet. And so I was like, fine, no problem. I would love to get a plug for some of the websites. And it was for a website called DanaPlatoCult.com I used to have. And so I go out there and find out right after I get some makeup on that Dana Plato's family is there. And not wanting to get lynched.
And they wanted to confront you, right?
Yeah, they wanted to confront me, and the show wasn't live, and I didn't want to get edited down, and I wanted, you know, I knew anything could happen. It was in their control. So, oh boy, this is a hard story to tell. I don't even feel like talking anymore.
You had it with the Queen Latifah.
Yeah, I told Doug this fucking story last night. I tell you, these stories get old.
You're in a quandary about the Queen Latifah. The quandary. Sure.
Yeah, they get old after a while. I've told the story 100 times. Probably people have already heard it anyway. But they fucking lied to me. And I wanted to leave the show. I didn't want to be on there. I wasn't going to get stuck on a segment with Dana Plato's family by myself. I tried to leave. They had these two big blackguards that were from Rikers Island, the prison. They brought me back down to my room and locked me in it. I used my cell phone, called 911, got the New York Police Department there. The producer of the show comes down, threatens to sue me for $100,000 for the cost of the show that I'm destroying. Long and the short of it, I tell him he's got a... He had to pay to get me on the show, and I made him pay out of his pocket like a parking ticket, you know, for lying to me, because he said he wouldn't pay, they couldn't pay for me to be on the show, so I said, you know, empty out your pockets, because I was going to leave, and I guess their show would have been ruined, and he would have looked bad, so he paid me the money. I went out there. It was funny, they sent these big black guys to stand around me to take me out there, and all these people had heard what happened and had gotten riled up, the whole crowd. So they started spitting at me, but these big black guys were all around me, so they were getting hit by the spit. So it was sort of funny. It was blacks spitting on blacks because the whole crowd was black. It was like all these degenerate people, like all on welfare, it looked like. It was just a real smelly fucking crowd.
You were on there after the Dana Plato's ex-in-laws or whatever.
Was
right?
I after?
I think, yeah, you were after, so they were all angered up because you did the segment separately. You had your own segment.
Yeah, and they tried to accuse me of not wanting to face off with them, which is not true, and we later did live on Court TV, me and Amy. But that I'll tell you about that in a second. So I go out there, and they're yelling and screaming about making money, and I say, what do you know about making money? You're all on fucking welfare. Fuck you. Queen Latifah comes out, tells me I'm exploiting Dana Plato's death, and I said, no more. The only thing different about me and you is you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars off of exploiting Dana Plato's death off of this show here. I'll be lucky to make a couple thousand dollars. You know, and I had embarrassed Queen Latifah with the first couple of questions. I saw her turn red. She'd left the show for a little bit and came back on. And had said, and you'll see if you ever see a videotape of it, she says, you know this show isn't live. And they edit me down, they blur my face, I don't get to say anything. But it's fun, it looks cool. I've always wanted to be someone like that, so it's like I was on Springer or something, like, fuck you, fuck you. It's like, and Jimmy Kimmel does this bit every Friday called Unnecessary Censorship, and it's real funny. You got to see it. I can't describe it, but it was similar. Like, they were blurring me where it looked like I was probably yelling obscenities, but I wasn't. I was just talking, and they blurred all my answers, and it was an interesting experience because we were yelling at each other. I was yelling at Queen Latifah. I was yelling at the crowd. I was telling them they're all on welfare. They smoke crack, and they're losers and quitters. Q. And at the end of the show, Queen Latifah came up and shook my hand and said, thanks for being on the show. Everything was cool. And I was shocked. She wouldn't take a picture of me with me. And that's the only thing. That's the only thing I didn't tell you yesterday, Doug. Was what the only thing I wanted was her to take a picture with me, and she wouldn't. What?
Why did you want that?
Because she's famous. It's good for PR. I mean, I plan on doing a book, stuff like that. So I wanted it to document me being on Queen Latifah. And, you know, I've met Oprah Winfrey. You know, I've met people like that, and it's nice to have a photo. I have a photo with Jerry Springer. Why?
Do you have a photo with Oprah?
No, but I would have loved to have it. See, that's why I wanted Queen Latifah. And now look, she's won an Oscar award or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
huge.
I mean, if I would have that, and there's a reason she wouldn't let me because she was protecting her
image investment or whatever.
Her image. And so that's, I wanted it for that, because I'm in this kind of business where I want something to promote some of the things I do and sell. So that's just a way to promote things I do. As a person, I've shied away from things like that. Well, I guess I did stand in line and meet Ozzy Osbourne and Dio, but I guess I like meeting famous people. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
But Queen Latifah, it was business, but she wouldn't take a photo with me. And that was that. And this is the ABC show. And I'm Shane, evilnow.com. That's Doug from dysgenics.com. And to stage right, that's Amy from horrorofhorror.com. Look for the Fuck John Ashcroft shirt on all those lovely websites, and you're going to get a free 1-inch pin that says Pope's Nose. That comes straight from Amy's Pope's Nose to yours.
You got to have the Pope's Nose.
Yeah. And this show is going to be the last for the night, I think. You guys want to try to do R? I'll take that as a no.
I'm done for.
So this is the last show, and this has been 2 days now. We've been going through the alphabet, just throwing out letters and the first things that come to our mind. Oh boy, it's like 3 a.m., so it's pretty late. Yeah, well, check out evilnow.com, threeringradio.com, dysgenics.com, horrorofhorror.com. And TVIsGod.com. And tune in next time for R. R.
R is an exciting letter.
R. Robot.
R like a pirate.
Fucking redundant.